Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont rolled out a plan to invest $150 million in small businesses today. The fund includes $75 million in state bonding and another $75 million from federal COVID relief. Lamont visited with entrepreneurs in Hartford today. He told them it would help revitalize neighborhoods like theirs that were hit hard by the pandemic.
It's for folks like you, starting up a business where you have the passion, you have the edge, and you know the community, you know what the community needs, you know what the business opportunities are right here.
More than half of the money would go to businesses owned by women and minorities, including people with disabilities and veterans.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, Connecticut nursing home workers are planning to strike. New York's Attorney General shades the Nassau County Police Department, and prison reform advocates want the state to do more for those who've been released.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
A Yale Law Clinic says Connecticut nursing home workers have faced dangerous conditions and a lack of oversight during the COVID-19 pandemic. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports this comes as workers are planning a strike.
The vast majority of state inspections found multiple violations at nursing homes during the pandemic, according to the report. Elian Holmland is a Yale Law School student who worked on the report. She says they found shortages of staff and personal protective equipment at nursing homes as recently as March of this year.
As we had seen during the pandemic, one nursing home worker could be responsible for taking care of up to 25 residents in a nursing home, which is untenable. It's unsafe for both the worker and the resident.
A union that represents thousands of nursing home and group home workers in the state says it's planning a formal strike in the coming days. They're calling for better wages and conditions. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says her office cannot make up for a lack of micro oversight over the Nassau County Police Department. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
As part of state-mandated police reform, Nassau Democrats wanted some level of independent oversight over cops, an inspector general, or a civilian complaint review board. However, police, Republicans, and County Executive Laura Curran objected. Celia Bino was one of three legislators who then wrote the AG asking her to establish a local office to investigate police misconduct in Nassau.
A local office also provides the residents with an ability to go directly to the AGs.
But in response, Attorney General James said that she does not have the funding to open an office in Nassau. She wrote that if Nassau wants true accountability, it should create a CCRB. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
Finding housing and employment after being released from prison can be difficult, and now formerly imprisoned New Yorkers are asking the state for more help. More on that coming up, but first some headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford Healthcare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829. The vacancy rate at nursing homes in New York has jumped to 21%. That's three times the pre-pandemic level. This comes as the U.S. Justice Department is investigating the way the Cuomo administration reported coronavirus deaths in nursing homes. More than 15,000 nursing home residents have died from COVID-19. Now, operators say families seem reluctant to send their relatives there. Stephen Hance is the president and CEO of the New York State Health Facilities Association. He says this is the biggest vacancy rate he has seen, and he worries some nursing homes could go out of business. Federal data show more than 1 million people live in 15,000 nursing homes across the country. The vacancy rate in those homes is spiking in most states.
Former Major League Baseball player and manager Bobby Valentine will take a swing at politics, saying he's running for mayor of Stamford, Connecticut as an independent. The 70-year-old is a Stamford native and was a three-sport high school star in the city before going pro. Valentine was drafted in 1968 by the Los Angeles Dodgers and played in the major leagues for 10 years. He was the manager of the Texas Rangers in 1985 and then the New York Mets and the Boston Red Sox. Valentine owns a sports bar in Stamford and serves as the athletic director at Sacred Heart University, which is the licensee of WSHU Public Radio. Formerly imprisoned New Yorkers and those on probation told lawmakers that a measure that seals their conviction records would help them access housing and employment that are out of reach because of their previous convictions. Karen DeWitt has more.
Michael Smith was released from prison in 2004, and though he says he faced obstacles, he got a job at a high school where he counseled young people on how to make good choices and stay out of trouble. Smith, who testified at the hearing, says everyone at the school knew about his past, but when a new requirement that employees be fingerprinted was put into place in 2017, he was told that he was no longer eligible to work in a school and he had to leave the job.
All they saw was my record. At that very moment, I realized that I was serving a life sentence. I was given a silent life sentence of perpetual punishment.
Senate sponsor Zelnor Myrie says Smith and others deserve a second chance at employment and housing. He says there are also economic losses that affect Black and brown communities where residents have been disproportionately incarcerated.
We know that individuals with convictions lose hundreds of thousands of dollars throughout their lifetime, simply because they are denied on their conviction record. This is about a recovery for everybody here in the state of New York. We leave billions of dollars on the table because we shut people out of our economy.
The bill would establish a two-step process of first automatically sealing and later automatically expunging conviction records once a person has served their sentence. The process is similar to provisions in the recently passed law legalizing marijuana in New York, where some with past convictions for cannabis sale or possession will see their records erased. Albany County District Attorney David Soares testified along with a panel of other DAs. He says instead of basing the expungement provision on the marijuana law, he'd rather see it modeled after the 2017 Raise the Age law, which erased some criminal records of 16 and 17-year-olds convicted of crimes. Soares says some offenses are just too serious to be automatically expunged.
Violent criminals, sex offenders are people that I don't believe should qualify for expungement or sealing. However, I do believe that we need to open the opportunity more for individuals who are denied simply because of the number of offenses that they've committed.
Soares says some with multiple convictions were addicted to drugs, and when they recovered, their criminal offenses ended. Other DAs say crimes including repeated domestic violence or crimes against children or vulnerable adults should also be ineligible for automatic expungement. Supporters say they hope they can complete work on the legislation before the session ends in June. Opponents include some Republicans in the legislature. In a statement, Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort says without changes, the legislation would pose a serious threat to public safety and contribute to a growing crime rate in New York over the past 2 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.